Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we talked plenty of recruiting in quarter number one and two and three. Let's move on with the conversation a little bit. And this one is something, it's kind of fascinating. You and I talked about this off the air last week. And that was, beyond recruiting, another one of my favorite topics is quarterbacks. I'd like to talk about that position a little bit. And it's really fascinating, the future of the position at Penn State. We know what it is in 21. It's Sean Clifford's job. He doesn't have Will Levis looking over his shoulder. The job is his and his alone to sink or swim. The question is, he has another year of eligibility beyond 21. Is Sean Clifford going to be our quarterback in 2022?
I mean, that's the essence of this conversation, right? And there's a lot of follow-up questions to that question. So is Sean Clifford going to be Penn State's quarterback in 2022? Well, that kind of depends on what he does this coming fall and how eager Penn State would be to welcome him back. You know, there might be a hard conversation at the end of 2021. If he moves on, what does that mean for Penn State's quarterback depth chart? If he hangs around, what does that mean for the Penn State's quarterback depth chart? Who sticks around? Who doesn't stick around? So there's a lot of follow-up questions depending on how you think 2021 is going to go. And that's the essence of this.
Okay, I'll give you the different situations. Is it as simple as this? If he plays very poorly in 21, Penn State's probably just going to say, hey, it's time for us to make a change. If he plays great, might he look at the NFL? And is it a question of if he's somewhere in between, he's adequate, where a decision has to be made by both sides? Does he want to come back for another year? And does Penn State want him back for another year?
So if he plays great, the NFL is not out of the question. As far off as that feels right now, at this very moment, if Sean Clifford is lights out, 40 touchdown passes to 6 interceptions, has a monster year. Physically, I mean, he looks the part. He could run. He can move. I think he's got plenty of arm. If he shows that he can be in command and be decisive and be instinctive and maintain his composure, if he shows all these things that I think are still very much question marks, then the jumping to the NFL is not absurd. But a lot has to go right for that to even become a possibility. The more likely scenario is there's some kind of middle ground here where he's pretty good, probably good enough to be the starter next year, if that's what Penn State wants. If he is probably Penn State's starter next year, I have a hard time believing that Taquan Roberson is in for another year of waiting his turn. So I think that probably costs you him, and you're sort of in the same position next year as you are right now, with not enough bodies, not enough experience at the same time. And I don't think it's in anybody's best interest to continue going down that path. However, it's just kind of where college football is. There are very few programs who have optimal quarterback situations with just the right guy as a starter, just the right amount of experience as a backup, so he's content with that backup role. Somebody who's ready to burst onto the scene but hasn't really done it on the highest level yet. You'd love him as your number three because there's some upside. And then you got developmental numbers 4 and 5. Penn State's only got 3. None of them are really ideal for their positions, including as of, you know, what we've seen the past 2 years from Clifford, including him. So it'll be a really interesting position that I think is going to have some ramifications moving forward, depending on how this year plays out. I think this year is just so instrumental in determining what the next move is at quarterback.
For 2022, the two best quarterbacks might be playing at York Central and out in Ohio somewhere, okay, in the 21 season. And, of course, I'm talking about Bo Prabula and Drew Aller, who, by the way, both reconfirmed their commitment. They're both 107% committed funny thing, they both came out at about the same time with that announcement. I'm sure that was pure coincidence, Dusty. So now, let's say it's the case where Roberson hasn't blown anybody away with his skills. You have Christian Vaillou coming in this year. He's already arrived at campus early. But if in your head you think it's Bo Prabula or Drew Aller is the guy, wouldn't you want Sean Clifford for one more year to hold that position while Bo Prabula and Drew Aller get their feet wet? Maybe you don't want to hand that job over to an incoming true freshman.
I think there's absolutely something to be said about that. Now, you know, I think the realistic best case scenario for Clifford is that he doesn't really do anything that screams to NFL teams, I'm a completely different player now than I was the previous two seasons. But he's good enough to start. He's good enough to keep Penn State in contention. And he's good enough to come back and be your starter for another year. I feel like that is the best case scenario. It's the best case scenario for 2021 because Clifford is competitive and he's making the guys around him better. And it's the best case for 2022 and beyond because you can have your, you know, sixth year senior back for his fourth year as a starter. And you can feel good about him as not being a liability. You know, I think that's something that Sean Clifford can establish this year. And yeah, in a perfect scenario, you wouldn't be asking Drew Aller or Bo Prabula, or, you know, I think not to completely bypass Christian Vaillou, but you would have him, any of these guys, not be thrown into the starting lineup. You would have them all be able to marinate for at least one year beyond this year. So I think that is the best case scenario. I do think if that's the scenario that plays out, it's hard for me to believe that Taquan Roberson hangs around and is waiting for it. So you're going to see one of these freshman eligibility, you know, Vaillou, I'm assuming, will be a redshirt freshman unless the wheels fall off and he's needed this year. I feel like you're going to have Sean Clifford as your starter in 2022, and you're going to have Drew Aller as your backup in 2022, probably followed by Bo Prabula, then followed by Christian Vaillou.
Is that such a bad scenario? And, you know, I was just looking it up, Dustin. Taquan Roberson is considered a redshirt freshman this year. And if he, you know, goes through this season in 21, doesn't get an opportunity to play, sees Sean Clifford coming back for one more year, sees the incoming freshman, very possible he sees the handwriting on the wall, and you would have a 2022 quarterback room that looks like Sean Clifford in his 37th year with Penn State. You'd have Christian Vaillou in his second year on campus, and you would have the two true freshmen. How would you feel about that lineup?
I think I'd be okay with that lineup. And with Roberson, you know, like I wanted to point out too, by the way, a very realistic scenario where Sean Clifford doesn't get the job done. Roberson gets his shot. He doesn't get the job done. You're in purgatory again. You end up maybe losing Sean Clifford. You end up maybe losing Taquan Roberson, and the whole thing is blown to hell. And you are not just exploring the transfer portal, you know, out of like, yeah, maybe we'll find somebody. You have to explore the transfer portal. That scenario is also on the table. There's a lot of scenarios on the table. No matter what happens, I think, with Clifford, Penn State has got to find out what they have in Taquan Roberson. They have got to give him a chance to sink or swim, just so you can fully understand, where does he fit into all this? Is he the definite next in line? I mean, we don't know anything about this from a competitive situation. Now, certainly Penn State's coaches, having seen him and been with him and spent time in film study, all that stuff, in practice they've seen him, they have an idea what they think they have. But I mean, even they, that, you know, that the game experience is such a big variable, even they don't really know what they have in Taquan Roberson. You have to, by the time the 21 season ends, you have to at least have some understanding of what Taquan Roberson can do when it's an actual game. And we don't know that yet.
You're right, we don't. And there's also the very real possibility, and we didn't examine this, that Sean Clifford, he does okay in 2021, but says, you know, that NFL career doesn't seem to be there for me. after 36 years at Penn State, I'm going to move on. I don't need that 37th year on campus. And at that point, you would think, you know, take no matter what they think of the true freshman, Taquan Roberson would get that first shot in 2022.
Well, I mean, certainly he'd be in a very firm lead position when it comes to any kind of position battle. Even if you say this is an open competition, it's going to take something very, very special from one of the three young quarterbacks to unseat him. And I don't know. I mean, I think to me, if Sean Clifford does opt to move on, it's with his competitive nature, it is just so hard for me to sit here and believe that he's going to move on without playing football somewhere next year. It could be as a grad transfer. You know what I mean? If I don't think it's NFL or give up football. I think if he's somewhere in the middle there and things just aren't really working for whatever reason, he could explore his options and move on to another school as a grad transfer and see how that goes instead. Now, that'll be a really interesting thing because you'll have, you know, Taquan Roberson will have a chance, presumably, to put his foot in the door and burst through that too. To me, if that's the scenario, I think you have Taquan Roberson who gets that first starting opportunity, but I don't know if he's going to be long for the starting job in 2022 or beyond that. I think that competition is going to reignite every so often, and it's going to be only a matter of time before one of these really talented freshmen overtakes him.
We've seen enough of the transfer portal to know it's very possible that Sean Clifford could choose that route. I don't see that, though, if Penn State would want him back. And I believe you might have a situation where we choose Sean Clifford for one more year, or it's Taquan Roberson for 1 year. But I think either way, it's keeping the position warm for either Drew Aller or Bo Pribula.
I think it's a lot cleaner for everyone moving beyond the 21 season if Clifford is back for 22. And it's definitely known it's going to be an open competition. It's definitely known that all of your quarterbacks will have at least 1 year of development time under their belts. And then you go into the competition that way. If it's Roberson who gets that first shot and you want to see one of the more younger, more vibrant talents take that job, it's going to get a lot messier if Sean Clifford is not the guy in 2022.
It definitely will be very interesting if Sean Clifford moves on for 2022, no matter where it is he goes. Transfer, NFL, or just moves on. Dusty, that's it for today. Thank you very much, and thank you all for tuning in, and be sure to be back next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.